Winchester Town Advisory Board meeting for January 30th, 2024, 6 o'clock is now in order. And we will start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And I'm Dorothy Gold, and to my left is
April Munch.
Cristian Barneon.
And we have our liaison is Beatrice Martinez, who is liaison to Chick Zegerbloom, and our wonderful secretary, Valerie Leyva.
Comp planning staff?
Yes.
Roxy Pais.
Okay, Roxy and Jake.
Jason Allsway.
Okay. Hello. okay, public comments. And this is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes from last meeting on January 9th? May I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
And second?
Second.
Yes, motion is passed. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion is passed. Okay, do I have a motion to approve today's agenda?
Are people here for...
There's one.
Okay. There's just one.
I have one.
Oh, you.
Okay.
Maybe they'll show up later.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Okay. Second?
I second.
Okay. And all in favor?
Aye.
Motion is passed. Next is informational items. Do we have any informational items?
Yes, Chair. As you know, it is an election year, and Administrative Services just wanted to remind you that TABS and CACs cannot place a candidate on the agenda. TABS and CACs cannot endorse political candidates. However, members may privately endorse candidates with disclaimers, including their official title. That's it.
Okay. And we move to planning and zoning. So do we have anybody here?
I don't want to take all the excitement from the room.
Okay, and I will just... That is okay. That is for UC-23-0918-Val Schwartz, LLC, use permit for vehicle sales, waivers of development standards for the following. One, reduced gate setbacks. Two is fence. Three, building material. And four, architectural compatibility. Design review for the metal vehicle sales office building on a 1.5-acre portion of 15.7 acres within an existing shopping center in a C2, that's general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Sahara Avenue, 175 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Winchester, for possible action. Yes.
Good evening. I'm Jeremiah Delsey Johnson from Kane Engineering, 6030 South Jones Boulevard, here on behalf of the applicant. So I'm going to orient you a bit to the site. This is, we have Sahara and Eastern. The existing site here, if you're familiar, this has the Cardena, that's the former Albertsons, anchoring it, and a few other strip mall businesses. I know someone just purchased this property. Top of my head, I can't recall who it is. So it is a 1.46 acre site. And actually in my office, we mistakenly covered the whole site. This actually is just concerning half of the parcel on this corner right here. We are, I guess some background on the site. You may recall, I'm not sure who was involved, back in 2018, there was a proposal for a drive-through back when Albertson was still operational on site. A fast food restaurant was supposed to go in. However, there was about 3 years of back and forth with the property owners at the time, Albertson's, and the property owner of this portion between getting access easements approved onto the site through their car, through their driveway or through their parking lot. Once the once the business closed, the whole plan fell through, and so pandemic happened, and now here we are coming forward with a proposed used vehicle sales lot on the site. The area allocated for the vehicle sales compromises about 0.35 acres of the actual site and of the existing parking lot, that is, with primary access from the established
Sahara, that's eastern.
Right, so the established commercial driveway at Sahara would be the primary access to the site. And then to ensure security and separation of the existing commercial center, a 5-foot galvanized steel chain link fence with 2 gated entries is proposed. There'd be a rolling gate here, as well as a rolling gate here on this side of the property. And to give you, no, my apologies, I did not, oh, there. Back side of this board. Give an idea of what this would look like. Just a traditional.
I guess that didn't work as well as we thought.
Not
exactly
that's the prototype.
It works well if it's bent down. I didn't do it all the way.
We love a little excitement.
I think
just,
we always have excitement with this thing.
I love it. This is what I use at work. It's a lot easier to carry.
Yeah.
So it is a traditional chain link fence with be painted black to kind of enhance the aesthetics of it. And then I'll go back. So a modular office is proposed along the corner here. So taking up about 2 parking stalls, so 2 20 feet by 8 feet. There's a brief rendering of it, or photo from the actual facility where they're producing it, and then an overview of the floor plan. The modular office just provided as a brief area for sales. It's, again, we're requesting a temporary, something that's not constructed on site, something more temporary and modular, therefore the site can later be developed. We know that there are some future plans for this parcel and this shopping center as a whole. And so the goal is to have something that is cost effective, but also at least more aesthetically pleasing on site that can kind of facilitate some use of this underutilized space while future plans are kind of worked through. The modular office will have 8 parking spaces, or 10 employee and customer parking spaces, and then 37 spaces for sales. As you can see right around here, we have customer, employee, and then sales lot all along the interior of there. And last thing to address is that the existing landscaping along Sahara is not to be disturbed. So we're requesting a waiver so that way detached sidewalks wouldn't have to be provided. And the existing landscape you can see here, we have some of the finger islands with trees and shrubbery already existing on site. And so this is the actual site itself, and you can see it would just go in right in this vicinity right there. The asphalt's a little bit different color, actually, in this image. And so staff does recommend denial. The primary reason for denial is the proposed chain link fence and rolling gate entry. And again, the gate is just proposed, and the chain link fence is proposed to provide additional security to the site. Staff also is concerned about the modular building not being aesthetically compatible. And, you know, this property owner's owned the site for quite a few years, going on 20 years, and has complete, doesn't want to detract from the area, but we're trying to make use of a site that's been underutilized and kind of have a temporary solution while further development plans are worked out between all the property owners for this corner. And with no really no timeline, I don't want to tell you this is temporary for a couple years or 5 years. It's just to make you, with what's happening in the site, well, the future is worked out, I suppose, with the commercial center and everything just north of this, or east of this. So with that, I'm here to answer any questions, and appreciate your approval.
So we don't have anyone from the public that's asking questions? And my issue, as you said, how many cars will be for sale there? Almost 40 cars?
Yeah, 37 vehicles.
Yeah. And then employees will... My concern is all the pollution that adds to that corner with people driving in and out with cars. And the unattractive metal building.
Well, I understand.
I realize metal buildings can be made to look more attractive, but it's still... And there's a service station on that corner as well. Is that so? A gas station?
Yeah, can you clarify? Yeah, I'm a little confused on where this is.
It's Eastern and Sahara.
So this is in the parking lot with Cardenas?
Correct. Here's Cardenas. Again, this was just leased out. I don't remember exactly.
That's car stuff.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what?
And then we have the Panda Express.
Oh.
Yes, the Chevron, I believe.
No, there's an El Pollo Loco right there.
Oh, El Pollo Loco, sorry. Chevron's another block over.
So where exactly on this lot?
Right here.
So when you come in front of where there's like the water shop and there's some businesses in the parking in front of where that is, they want to put a car lot.
Correct.
But isn't that parking for the businesses that are in that lot already?
So we've already done a parking analysis. Actually, here it might be a little bit easier to... pull this down for everybody too, just to see. The site is actually currently overparked based on current standards. These were obviously built at a different time when there was a larger draw of businesses in the site. And since then, the business needs have died down. And so the parking lot, with removing this, these businesses and the Cardenas immediately adjacent are all still satisfied with parking needs.
I use that supermarket and I don't. The parking lot is typically full. I don't know if they're going into here and thinking that they're going to use those, people are going to bleed into over here where the car wash was set up.
Yeah, with what you're doing the parking analysis, we had to calculate it for the entire site.
Okay.
And then we broke it down as well into here. So this is the lot is actually in, the lot that this concerns is this northern portion, or I guess eastern portion, or northern. Sorry,
Lord.
I'm throwing off on my. There's northern portion and the east portion of that. So where it's hatched out.
So you're going up toward where Commercial Center is.
Commercial Center would be to the west.
I know exactly, because this is where a lot of guys set up car washes and taco trucks every day.
Oh.
So it's not a place where people park for Cardenas.
Yeah, and this is not Cardenas parking, technically. This is all part of his lot. Mm. And so it's currently been utilized for a couple different things. He had temporary storage of U-Haul vehicles on there for a little while. Just trying to find some way to make use of the property rather than it being a parking lot.
You guys negotiated with the other car salesperson over here?
No. So On Point Development only owns this parcel right here in the area.
These will be used cars?
As of now, yes. It's proposed a used vehicle lot.
Yeah. My concern is emission.
When you said temporary... So there's no actual date of when this is going to get better looking?
No, he's working with the adjacent property owners, like long-term development. There's talks about future redevelopment of the commercial center. Obviously, this is all very hypothetical, but his intent is that he'd like to see them all partner together and have this site revitalized as well at the owner's expense, when they do further work along Sahara on the commercial center. Which could be quite a while. It's just the intent is he doesn't want this to be a car lot, but he also doesn't want this to sit vacant. Because the last proposal didn't pan out just due to the business needs of the adjacent property owner.
Are you talking about Commercial Center that's like not anywhere? I mean, Commercial Center is not adjacent to this area.
It's right up above. It starts right up.
It doesn't really,
well,
though.
Well, you drive
Commercial
in,
Center
yeah.
is off of Maryland, not
oh,
Eastern.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I'm sorry.
Commercial is off of Maryland and Sahara,
sorry,
so I don't
yeah,
understand
yeah,
why they're
yeah.
being linked together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just,
I'm sorry.
That is his belief, is that?
Oh.
Yeah, the two properties are
oh, right,
large-scale
yeah.
sites that are from the 1960s
oh, right,
and 70s that
right.
could use.
I'm totally,
yeah,
but, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, and that was my mistake. I guess
yeah,
I should have clarified.
I'm,
it is
yeah.
it is up in Maryland.
Yeah.
But the intent is that this whole property,
so,
they'd like to see some enhancements
right,
done.
So Sahara, Eastern.
And Maryland.
And where
Maryland
will the
is
office
way up.
Go?
I can get you that.
Well,
here.
On this, on the...
Yeah, it's just in the corner, adjacent to...
That's okay.
So you see here, the office is right here. This is the El Pollo Loco. And then the Cardenas is right here.
And... So he owns just this property, or he also owns the businesses?
He owns this entire north parcel.
Okay, so why doesn't he use one of his business, the office spaces as an office?
But these are all leased out.
Okay.
But that is something, if that's a preference, I know it's something we can work through. And I know if there's some concerns about the modular building is more preferred over the fencing. I know that he is willing to...
And the fencing is going to be black, you say?
Correct.
Which is going to, I'm just thinking heat-wise,
of course.
Why not white? I mean, why not white for the whole?
Well, he's happy to drop the fence if that's a point of contention. It's the more concern is having a dedicated sales office, but I know that if it's something that either one of them or something you can agree with, we can
so they're
going to
have an
options.
Office, and it's not going to have a porta potty. They're not going to have a regular bathroom there.
Correct. So this would just be a restroom for the staff and people that come to the car lot. It would be because it would be a temporary modular building.
My
but
other question
temporary
is,
becomes permanent quite quickly, oftentimes.
Well, I guess my question is, if he's trying to connect this to the revitalization of Commercial Center in some way, but in what way is
him and the other property owners are working together?
Well, and
that's.
Well, that's a different story, and that's neither here nor there, but I'm curious why turning this into a more industrial-looking usage is sort of being connected to the revitalization of the shopping
yeah.
center, because this sounds like it's going to look
Chunky.
More industrial.
Yeah. Right.
Well, he's trying to make some use of the underutilized property that he owns, trying to
that
make additional...
That's right.
Yes, yeah, so he's trying to generate income from property that is not generating income for him. In order to fund additional improvements on the site. That's really what it comes down to. This wasn't the initial plan was something like El Pollo Loco. Mm-hmm. However, that was built, and then the issues with Albertsons meant he couldn't move forward with his initial plan to actually put another pad on here. So he doesn't want to have commit to putting in another pad until they know long-term development goals, and especially since there is already other existing retail spaces along Eastern. It likely wouldn't make sense to put something here at this time.
And may I just see the one that fell
yeah.
with the supposed landscaping, which I think
Sorry.
There's very little of.
I don't know if I get this. I just have my appendix taken out.
Oh.
I got it.
Oh. I could have bent for
no,
you.
It's okay.
You're not getting a sympathy.
Oh, no, it's okay. I can't bend. I don't want to look like I'm infer unnecessarily. So this is the landscape. Is that what you wanted to see?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so this is the site. Zoom. It's probably the best to do it, actually, to see the whole site.
And that's what it's...
This is looking at Sahara. No, I'm going to pull out Sahara. So
you've got these...
Oh, this is the Jackpot Chinese right there.
That's correct.
So... Okay.
And you've got so. And
these
so,
are temp. Yeah, there was U-Hauls temporarily stored there.
And is that owned by?
Yeah. Yes, he got a visit from code enforcement and removed them. They were temporarily stored there while U-Haul was doing some renovations down the street. So they have since been removed from. Last time I drove by, so we drive by and see that. Let me know.
And the shrubbery is less than, but. My whole concern is just more cars, more emissions, more pollution in the air, more heat, more of the same. And that building is unattractive. I mean, not that what, yeah. If there's nothing there, and I don't mean to be rude.
No,
I'm
understand.
Sorry.
This is your job.
Well, maybe.
Well, I understand being in a car a lot, especially in this day and age, is not a preference.
Well, and only because it's still in an area where there's a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, there are kids that walk by. Valley High School is right on the other corner down the street from it. Valley High School is on Eastern and Karen.
It's at the opposite side of the lot.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the opposite end of the development.
But you've got their cars driving in and out. We have these cars driving in and out.
I think it comes down to we'd really like to have this used. That's really the goal, is to have some sort of used vehicle sales. We're open to other ideas to make it more palatable, better for the community. I have some authority, and I'm happy to agree to certain conditions if it's something that is agreeable to the board. Just whatever you think would make it better, I'm open to ideas as well.
I mean,
not to force it, just giving you the, I do have some flexibility on what I can do.
Sorry, but I just don't care for the idea of having another car facility there. I wish he would have something else. He could have a plant store. I just keep thinking of every, that's such a heavily traveled area, pollution-wise. It just bothers me. Any other comments?
I mean, the fact that he wants to put the entrances right there where the main street is, Sahara, normally people take that entrance right there, the one on the north, to get into Cardenas to go through around there. So if he's going to put gates right there, that's not really going to work. That gate right there, close
right.
to the, you will have to put it down maybe, because if you guys plan on getting cars to go, people go test driving, you're going to get accidents right there. People coming in or getting out is going to create a lot of traffic going that way. The other one, I guess, is fine because it doesn't really, it goes into the parking garage and you have to go with the rhythm of traffic. That one in the north, that was going to be an issue.
Yeah, with the gate, it can also be moved.
Mm-hmm.
It would just provide additional clearance here because of the
yeah.
straight through. But the gate can also be located here. That's not an issue with the site.
Mm-hmm. You got a question?
No.
No?
Any other comments? Well, do I have a motion to pass or any additional comments or with any conditions? May I have a motion?
Do you want to make a motion?
Make a motion to deny.
I second.
You second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Chris?
Nay.
Nay. Motion is passed.
Okay. Thank you.
Item number 2 is WS-23-0804. Concepcion E. Herrera, waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Palmo Vista Avenue, approximately 600 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Winchester, for possible action. Do we have anyone here?
You have the option to hold it, Chair, because it doesn't go to the Planning Commission until the 20th of February, and you have another meeting 13th of February.
We'll hold it then. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passed. And so do we have any general business now? Yes?
It's the election.
Yes. Today's general business will be to formally elect a chair and vice chair for the Winchester Town Advisory Board.
Oh, good.
I'm going to be absent all the time now.
I nominate April Mensch as chairperson for this year.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I vote for myself?
Yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, I'll vote.
You vote for
yourself. I'll uphold our end of the bargain.
Yes.
Aye.
And then vice chair.
And vice chair, Dorothy Gold.
I nominate Dorothy Gold.
And I second.
All in
favor?
Aye.
Aye. We now have a new chairperson and a vice chairperson for this year, 2024.
Your enthusiasm.
And that was a tremendous load. I'll pass the gavel.
God, I can't be allowed to hold that thing.
Practice. We just put it in the front so you don't touch it.
Okay.
Put it behind your iPad.
So like time.
Okay, we have comments by the general public, and so we don't have the general public, so they're getting a pass. And our next meeting is February 13th, 2024, and this meeting is adjourned.
Excellent job.